the last year of your Senate career, you then ran for governor.
I did.
In 2001. That's when Brad Henry ultimately became governor.
Right.
Any reflections on that race?
One is that I wouldn't have got anybody to try. I wouldn't have been a representative. I wouldn't have been a senator if I didn't try. I wouldn't be an artist if I didn't try. I wouldn't be a college graduate if I didn't try. I couldn't have been governor if I didn't try. But I have failed more than once at different things. But that's what you do. You get yourself up, dust yourself off, and go again. That's what you do in life. I don't have too much of that left anymore. I'm 70, so I don't have too much getting up left. But that's what you do. And I don't regret that. I met some great, great, wonderful people in the state of Oklahoma. I was just short about $1 million. I raised quite a bit, but you still
have... You were short $1 million?
I short $1 million. I raised almost two, but you still have to have the money. There's almost a correlation between the amount of money you spend and who wins the race. I mean, if it's spent wisely and if it's a good campaign, you run it right. And yeah. So,
an issue that you ran on as governor?
Education, I think, and management of resources.
Healthcare?
Yeah, healthcare, all of those things that I do anyway. But education was always my big thing.
Would that have been the first time you were ever defeated?
Well, yeah. I don't recall any other time I was defeated in public.
First time?
Yeah. And that's okay, but let me tell you what my sister said to me after. She worked real hard for me. She said, Kelly, it wasn't meant to be. And I said, no, I just didn't get the votes. But you know what happened afterwards? Ended up with diabetes. Then I ended up with prostate cancer, which put me down for a couple of years. And some surgeries, had stent put in. During those 4 years, I couldn't have been governor.
Wow.
You see? So what she said was true. I finally learned to believe that about life. Sometimes you don't get what you want, but it's not meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's on right time it comes about.
You came through that 4 years, and today you've defeated all that.
I did, and then that's when I became chief. I was still on the last part of my prostate cancer whenever I was chief. 6 months before I was out, I had a lot of serious problems. But if I went to hospital, I couldn't have served out, and so I served it out with great pain, physical pain. But then once I got through there, I had everything organized. I had two eye surgeries, had another stent put in, a diabetes to deal with, and had a new knee put in. I had my knee worked on earlier, didn't work, so I had a new knee, so that's why I walk around with a little limp here. It doesn't hurt anymore, that's the main thing. And I just kind of defeated all that. I had more of my friends come and said, Kelly, we thought you were dying. I never thought like I was. I think I'll know when that time comes. I have never, ever feared death. I have a simple saying that I didn't realize till lately, scared some of my people who flew with me. We would fly places, and they'd be scared. I said, oh, this is a good day to die. And I think I really mean it, you know, because it just puts me at ease.
As we sit here in 2011, you look healthy, so you've overcome all that, and you don't have any health issues now.
I don't have any health insurance. I do have specialists who work with me in different areas, whether it's my diabetes or my breathing or my knees and heart. And I set up appointments every 6 months to go see these specialists, and they keep watch over me. I play golf once a week. I mean, that's good and healthy for me.
Yep. Diabetes is associated with Native Americans.
Well, not exclusively, but there's a large percentage of Native people get diabetes. And to some degree, I think it has to do with diet. I don't know that. But I do know that somehow the disease that occurs in your gums is the same thing that transfers and goes down to create diabetes. And so I work with my children all the time about caring for their teeth and so forth and so on.
And diet, I suppose.
Yeah, diet and exercise. So I go to the Y a couple times a week.